Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Scientist.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, it's Tap Time with Bryce Nall and Scott Parton, presented by New Province Brewing. Now, here are your Tap Time tenders of the mic, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
We're just sitting here shooting the breeze and drinking beer. Mike, Scott, Bryce, and a few friends. We got ales, lagers, and IPAs, so I think you better bring me a brew. It's Tap Time, we got an hour to get through. It's Tap Time, coming at you live. Tap Time, talking that jive. Tap Time, give us a call. Tap Time, it's like we're drinking with y'all.
What's up, Scott?
Bryce, my man, how's it going?
Doing great. Here on a gloomy Thursday
it
night.
It is just foggy and yucky, but I just saw ASU scored again, 10-0.
They did. Hey, it's actually...
If you're tuning in for that, it's over on the Buzz 2 tonight.
It is, and we've got it on in studio there.
They're up 10-0.
Hey, they put a new TV up in here?
I don't know, but it looks good.
Looks like it.
As the show starts, we've already popped a beer, so that's unusual.
We both got here and opened up a beer and had some beer discussions out.
Yeah.
Usually, we should sell a backstage pass for parking lot and commercial talk.
I don't know if we sell many, but.
Who knows? Or you could just show up here and.
We were talking about losing another big brewery this week. Rogue out of Oregon. I'm not sure where they're at in Oregon.
Portland, maybe, I think. Oregon.
Yeah, but they were big. They were once in all 48 or maybe all 50 for all I know.
And let's face it, I would bet they were one of the first craft breweries here in the state.
They definitely were, yeah.
I can remember them. I've been in the business now 25 years, and I think...
Man, you're old.
I am old. But when the
saucer opened, they had Rogue and they had a lot of imports.
They did.
And I think maybe Boulevard.
They did.
And then we started maybe Sierra Nevada. And then, they started popping up here and there. And, of course, the craft beer world took off. Surprising to see a huge brewery like that close. But there's always more to it than just, hey, they didn't sell any beer. Because I'm sure Dead Guy was still selling just fine.
Well, and I would assume they have sold plenty of beer over the years. But, like... What's funny is one of the breweries you helped bring in.
Tallgrass.
Tallgrass. Here I am trying to.
Love some Tallgrass out of Kansas.
It was a situation where they expanded at the wrong time, like sunk a bunch of money into building a way too big brewery and got logged down. And as soon as they got it finished, the craft kind of, at least in the states they were in, just got overwhelmed with tons of beer.
Well, initially they were one of the few that was craft beers that was canning at the time.
Correct.
How far back we go. So
yeah.
they had that little niche to themselves. Their marketing was great and their beers were very good. But, yeah, they did some things wrong. They've been trying to make a resurgence by some other brewery picked them up.
Wichita Brewing out of – I'm trying to share.
I wonder if – if somebody can do that, like if Rogue's shutting the doors, Dead Guy's such a popular beer in craft beer history.
Can
someone pick that recipe up and the name?
Probably, because I would assume they probably will have to file for bankruptcy because there probably is money owed. So they're probably going to have to do, and one of the things that you could buy would be their intellectual property. And if you didn't buy the brewery, you could buy recipes you could buy, copyrights or trademarks. Yeah. So it is a potential of someone could open them up. Sorry,
yeah, they had a double chocolate stout or something too that was very popular. And then they had a whole line of the Voodoo Donuts. They had a deal with a huge donut company out there.
They did.
Yeah, they had some quality beers.
Speaking of quality beers,
I have one in my hand.
I have one as well, and I'm about to have to break open another one, but. Tonight's guest joining us live from Memphis, Tennessee. I told him the other day, at some point we got to get you in the studio.
Has he not been come over?
He is not yet.
Oh,
but Ryan from Soul and Spirits, what's up, buddy?
How are you doing?
Oh, great! I was about to take a sip of Daydreamer.
Daydreamer.
You're drinking a Daydreamer. That's awesome.
I stopped by our friends at Edwards Food Giant in Lakewood and picked up a six-pack on the way here. Fresh, cold,
we love delicious. Edwards Food Giant.
Yeah, they've got four of your beers on right now.
At one location.
Killer, right?
They've got, I believe, four up at our favorite. One of my favorite, just because it's closest to me, up at Cantrell. But I love the one by your house.
Yeah, that's pretty fancy. Fresh and new. I was just
I like
in
the
there,
one so. By your house too, Scott.
Well, let's do a little tasting there one night. Why don't you set up a table and we'll pour some beers up one night?
Can
you
I would do that? Love for him to be able to, but he's going to have to move over to the state of Arkansas.
Oh, really? Is that one of the
rules?
Yeah,
that is one of the rules in grocery.
But you can do it in a liquor store.
Yeah, he could come.
But you can't do it in a grocery
store. He could do it in a liquor store, but that's got a sampling permit.
Wow.
But for grocery in the state of Arkansas, you've got to be an in-state brewery.
Weird little
to,
law.
To be able to do that.
Well, we'll just set up somewhere else then. Or I'll just drink your beer.
Or we just convince them to open up a brewery Arkansas.
In Lakewood.
Yeah. At what was your address there, Scott? You could we could put it down there by your pool
underneath. There are some
underneath.
Empty buildings in Lakewood, I can tell you that.
So what's up, man? How's what is new over at Soul and Spirits?
And, just cranking beers, drinking smoked beers, and, laying beers in barrels right now.
I thought he was about to say drinking and smoking, but it was drinking smoked beers. Ryan, tell us, you're going to tell us plenty of things tonight because we're going to have you on most of the show, but you guys did something for the – kind of for the state of Arkansas when some laws got changed, you decide to opt into, which you guys had already been in the high alcohol business, but you guys kind of are putting out a seasonal series and hitting the market already in the last couple weeks. You guys have a smoked porter, which I brought. It's in the ice chest, so we're probably going to crack that open in between the first and second segment. But give us a brief introduction of that beer.
Yeah, man. So, like coffee, it's called Coffee and Cigarettes. And every year, it's kind of a way for me to explore smoke and coffee within beer. So we do. Like every year will be maybe a different smoked malt or and a different blend with our coffee roaster. So this year was a cherry wood smoked, and then we used a Sumatran blend of coffee. So we get that dark, like tobacco-y kind of flavor from the coffee itself, as well as the coffee flavors.
I like coffee.
Yeah,
I like coffee.
It's
beers.
It's a great beer.
I'm looking forward to trying that. We're going to be trying that here in just a few. Wait, Bryce, I thought you didn't like coffee beers.
I don't like coffee, but I do.
Would you like coffee beer?
I do drink some coffee beers, which is weird. I just don't. I like my coffee with alcohol, I guess you could say. So that is not a. That's a beer you guys have been brewing pretty much. I'll say from the beginning. But how well has it done for you guys over the years?
So we've every year we've kind of made a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. So I think it's done pretty well. It's got a nice little, we'd call it a cult following. Yeah. Our smoked beers in general have a cult following that, you know, people that are looking for smoked beers know, you know, that we make them.
Well, I mean, you guys are in the home of barbecue, so that only makes sense that not only do they have good smoked meats over in Memphis, but you guys are one of the few over there doing really a decent amount of smoked beers.
Yeah, we make pretty much a smoked beer every season and then try to have like one bigger one overarching. So you'll find a plethora of them. We do a smoked beer festival in the spring called Maine's on Maine. And I try to have anywhere in the number of like six smoked beers on. I do a lot of really small batch things that we can have on for the festival. And when they're there, and then they're gone. So,
would you recommend me basting my turkey with this smoked porter? I think I would.
Yeah.
We baste turkey with beer all the time, typically a maltier beer, but this probably would give it a little smoke.
Yeah, I just cracked that open, Ryan, and that's not I guess I was kind of expecting kind of like smokestack, a real heavy smoky flavor in this.
No.
The coffee really really smooths that out and is a good combination of coffee and smoke.
Absolutely. So we make smokestack in the fall and the winter as well, which is our smoked dark lager. And that beer is going to be smoke forward. But we purposefully changed the Otis Redding tune that Coffee and Cigarettes is named after. It was originally called Cigarettes and Coffee. We purposefully changed it because we want it to be coffee forward rather than smoke forward. We want that smoke to be there as an underlier that kind of breaths out retronasally that allows you to, enjoy a little smoke and that like hint of tobacco in the beer.
What do you think, Scott?
Excellent.
Yeah, it's real coffee forward to me, which, like I said, I'm not a coffee person, but I'm not put off by that.
I'm a big coffee drinker. Which coffee did you say was in this? Sumatra?
Sumatran. So it's from a local roaster here called Dr. Bean's Coffee Emporium. Dr. Bean, he's a real man, and he's actually a medical professional.
Oh, wow.
He's a doctor. but he decided as a side hustle he was going to get into coffee just as a passion. So he actually, flies to Panama. He's in Costa Rica often. He's picking his own beans that
a coffee
we get
snob.
To use in coffee. So it is very high-end coffee, and then they roast them. So this year, I would say, is the first year that we've gotten a coffee that we've roasted more to our spec, looking for something specific out of it. So when I told him I really needed the tobacco notes out of this, he went, his eyes kind of lit up. And that's what we really like to work with, our makers. So
interesting. Did you get to sit down and sample three or four coffees and pick the one, or was he just like, no, this one's perfect, you got to do this one?
Well, we sample a lot of his coffees all the time, and he kind of knows where my palate's at, and I know where his palate's at. And so I can talk a little bit about what I'm looking for out of it. And he knows, an origin coffee. He knows what region it needs to come from. He knows what kind of fermentation that coffee needed to go through before it gets dried out and brought into brought here for them to roast it. And then they roast on I think it's a 1945. It's like a German coffee roaster. It is. It is a classic piece of art sitting in a shed that they do all their roasting in, but man, they know what they're doing. So.
Well, this is excellent. Yeah. This is really good. This tastes more like coffee than beer at this point. I'm early on in the can, but yeah, fantastic.
Well, I'm just amazed. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we always want like that primary flavor to come through. And then as that flavor starts to equilibrate on your palate,
we want it to, you know, just be a great beer underlying. So
I can't speak on the cigarettes, but I've had a lot of coffee, and that first mouthful of this was like I was drinking a cold brew coffee. I don't know about cigarettes. Bryce could probably tell us.
I don't know about that, but not a coffee guy, so I couldn't tell.
Okay.
Well, what's funny is I think you mentioned it earlier, but he was trying. I had him on the phone last week with one of our reps, and we were describing what it is. And he's like, "Well, I want it to be like you're drinking coffee and smoking a cigar or something, tobacco and coffee." And that really is kind of what you get there.
And the artwork on this one is great. Same artist? Do you use the same artist every time?
Same artist every time, Ronnie Lewis.
It's just got
amazing
such a cool
artist.
Vibe.
Oh. He works for Harvest Creative. Everything's so intimate feeling, you know.
Yeah,
and that's a good way to put it. Need in life.
Yeah, the art is just wonderful. I mean, for you listeners who had never had any soul and spirit, at least just go look at their cans on the shelves. They're great names. They have wonderful histories of music. I've learned some songs. Drinking the beer. I didn't know anything about this Morning Judge. As my wife and I were standing in the kitchen trying it for the first time, I went out on Apple Music, found the song, played it. I was reading to her. I mean, it's more than just opening a can of beer. You're kind of experiencing the beer, the art.
Well, you know, Scott, if we were a crack radio show, every time we have Ryan on, we would, like, pull up whatever song inspired these beers that Ryan's brewing over there in Memphis. Now, do you like a day you're brewing coffee and cigarettes? Do you just do you turn the radio on and crank that up in the brewery?
Always.
Yeah.
I always play the song to the beer that you're drinking.
Well, you know what?
At least once.
Come on.
You should do this more often because Scott's going to know what I'm talking about. But a couple years ago, I remember a whiskey came out by Metallica that they had co-created. And literally, I think
they
in the
barrel
rooms
the barrels with songs.
With
yeah.
Metallica music all through the aging in the barrels. So
yeah.
You might have some. All right, Ryan, I'm going to put you back on hold. If I hang up on you, call back. But when we come back, I want to – you guys got some events going on, and I'm going to surprise Scott about something. He may not know something you guys recently did there, Ryan.
I'm scared.
Darn it, Ryan.
All right, you're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for import source seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene. Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
For over 30 years, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has been Arkansas's truck accessory headquarters and the only stop for all your truck parts and accessories. If it goes on a truck, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has got it. And that includes upgrading your truck with Vortex spray liners. Tough, durable, proudly made in the USA. Their spray liners can protect your truck for years to come. Call Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse at 501-568-0040 to schedule your spray. Or stop by 65th and University.
The holidays are here, and so is the newest Academy Sports and Outdoors right in your neighborhood. Score Kids ride-ons that say, my 8-year-old's truck is nicer than mine. Grills and smokers that say, there is no wrong way to cook a turkey. And new Nike fleece hoodies that say, I keep it chill no matter the temp. Academy has all the legendary Christmas gifts your family wants at undefeatable prices. Because here, fun can't lose. Win Christmas at your new Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Officer? Can I get your perspective as a man of the law?
You know I'm a mall cop, right?
You see this Hyundai Santa Fe? I only paid for it.
Whoa.
Right? I'm not in trouble, am I?
Deal's so right, it almost feels wrong. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event.
Get 0% APR for 60 months, plus zero payments for 90 days on all Hyundai Tucson, Tucson Hybrid, Santa Fe, or Santa Fe Hybrid models. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Offer ends December 1st. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Yo, I get a cold beverage, I need some leverage, a sweaty outsize, a lemonade will be nice, but a spice from the top to a BK. Got a vodka, a drink, fuck girls, got the bait on the front board, yeah, I got some ice tea. If you like a taste of tea, then come along with me, summertime is steaming, don't give me no buzz. Glass some ice and a dash of a it's martini time. Yeah, yeah, feeling golden, bring your own beverage, it's me, so it's cold. I like cold beverage, yeah, I like cold beverage, yeah.
Scott, you know what's coming up next week, don't you?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. I'm having a bunch of people at my house, apparently.
I'm turning a distillery.
I know you are. And I think you got room for another because I may want to come with you.
Ryan may want to in on it.
If you're like me, yeah, let's bring Ryan on. Go ahead and bring him back on. Here. But here he is. Here, I just put you on. I didn't have you live, buddy. But if you're like me and you're going to have a ton of people over at your house, I'm going to need a bunch of food. I'm doing something different this year. We're doing steaks for Thanksgiving.
Steaks for Thanksgiving.
We are.
Okay.
So you know where I'm probably where I'm going.
Best place to get meat.
I'm going to go find me, get me a bunch of ribeyes, and I'm going to slice them up family style. So I will be going visiting my friends up at Edwards Food Giant on Cantrell in Mississippi here this weekend to stock up on a bunch of stuff. My certified Angus beef, Swift all natural pork. You know,
grab some beer while you're in there.
Well, beer too. I mean,
they got
some
a great
Soul
selection.
And Spirits, New Province, Lost
ones.
40, whatever you want, they got. But you know, I'm gonna grab some brats to cook while I'm cooking everything else.
You could soak the brats in coffee and cigarettes.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah,
that would be great. I might even try that.
Why
like
am I thinking about cooking
Friday?
With beer? I cook with beer sometimes. I don't know.
You know what? There's going to be a ton of football on Friday and Saturday next weekend. So that may grab a couple cans of coffee and cigarettes and get some brats and boil them and then finish them off on the grill. So
I think this could be a morning beer. This could be you wake up, you go to the fridge, boom.
Well, you know what I think is, and I'm going to give a shout out to somebody because I said maybe this will get me an invite this weekend to a duck hunt. Duck season starts Saturday, and We have a fan, a gentleman, a guy I work with, a buddy of his, retired from the car business, but apparently he listens to us. So I'm going to give a big old shout out to Mr. Terry Spears. Hint, hint, I'd really like a spot Saturday morning in the blind if you got an extra one. But anyway, this would be a great beer to crack open Perfect. After you're done hunting some ducks this weekend.
Yeah.
Just because I don't think drinking and hunting mix. So
I mean, I was going to make a Dick Cheney joke, but I won't because most
he
of our
died. He, well, not yeah, to mention he did pass it. Away this past weekend. But all right, I'm not gonna
rest in peace.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
And we lost Todd Snyder this week, man. I'm bummed by that. Yeah, he would play Ozark.
Oh, okay. Yeah, music. You know me. I know nothing. If it's not 311, I really don't know music.
Bummed.
So,
bummed.
All right, I'm going to come out of left field. Not really here. I can tell you day one I walked in Soul and Spirits in Memphis, and I looked around, and there's Ryan and Blair, and I see John, Ryan's father-in-law, who happens to be my first cousin, over there behind the bar, and I walk over there, and I'm like, hey. He goes, what? I go, man, can I watch a game in here or anything? And he goes, you got to go talk to Ryan. And I know Ryan and Blair are purists, and they love their German-style hall that they have.
Yeah.
And in Germany, never been there. Ryan, you lived there a good amount of time learning how to brew beer. Apparently, their beer halls don't have TVs over there.
I'm kind of envious of that, really.
Well, and I got to give it to you for Ryan. You and Blair kind of stuck to your guns for a bit, but y'all have now installed TVs, and you can watch soccer, which I see you guys are opening up early on the weekends for soccer, and you can watch football.
You got it.
Yeah. He didn't know what I was coming at when I did all that.
I didn't either, and I was kind of nervous that you didn't even know that we installed the TVs. So.
I know.
Yeah,
I know everything.
I installed two TVs behind the bar.
Well, and
we,
you know,
we like a good bar culture.
And I know you guys have some A-State connections. Not only you guys do brew a beer connected to them, but they're playing tonight. And if you guys wouldn't have been closed for a special event, I'm sure y'all would have that on the TV tonight.
We most likely would have, yes.
Close to
we did a community event tonight, so it was pretty cool.
But anyway, so. tell us a little bit about that, because Scott and I, not only we talk you know, beer on this show, but we talked prior to, I don't know how much you heard, but we were talking about Rogue up in Portland or Oregon, just shutting down. But you know,
yeah.
You guys are a place where people come to gather, to have drinks, maybe watch some sports, but kind of tell us a little bit about that, why you guys kind of switched path and decide to throw a couple TVs up.
So it's multifaceted. You know, every now and then you get someone in that says, I would say, and have two or three more beers if I had some place to watch
the Grizzlies,
you know,
play.
The Grizzlies game. Yeah. Whatever else it is, and it's okay. We get it. We tried to stay what we called analog for a really long time, rather than digital. And we're gonna blend a little digital into the analog. So
they succumb to the pressure.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, that's what we were talking about. Like, we weren't specifically talking Rogue, but. Give the people what they want. You can open a brewery. Like, I'll use Founders. I remember them talking about, we're going to make beers we want. And they were making these weird Dirty Bastard and some
good
of the
beers.
Great beers. But they weren't making much money.
Yeah.
And what do they make the most of now, I would assume, is all day IPA.
Yeah.
A drinkable IPA. And then so many places said, we'll never make an IPA. We'll never make a hazy IPA.
Yeah.
Never say never, because when people come in and want hazy IPA and you see how many of those you sell, I guess you just end up kind of giving it. I mean, that's why else go in business if you're not going to try to make money? Stick to your guns. I would love to see more places without TVs, especially restaurants. I get so tired of going in restaurants and all the TVs going, and there's a group of people over here as I'm trying to eat dinner that you have to yell with every play and scream. It's more of a bar thing.
Sorry, Scott. Sorry.
I know, but, you know, I kind of see both sides. I know somebody else who tried to open a brewery that didn't. Do you remember that, Bryce? Stone's Throw.
Oh, yeah. No,
their initial tap room, they said, no, we're going to be an old school, you know, European style neighborhood bar. No TV. TVs went up in 6 months, probably.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm not to bust your chops on that. I just want, you know, people that want to know, hey, you run over to Memphis, 2-hour drive, catch some Premier League soccer. I know you guys probably will be showing a heck ton of World Cup when it comes. Well, I was trying not to say a bad word or anything. I didn't want Damon to give me a look.
You did good.
But
good job.
Yeah. I didn't want Damon to have to hit the dump button on me, but usually it's the callers there, Ryan. We have to worry about the dump button, not us.
Even with the TVs, it still feels like a huge German beer hall. It's big. It's community-type seating where everybody's at the same – you know, it's great.
If you've ever been over there, the first thing right now I will say is what I notice outside the large building when you walk in is the wall of beer names, where every beer you guys either have on tap or available in can – tell us some beers right now that if we got anybody coming over to Memphis this weekend that they should come in and check out.
Oh, man. Well, I mean,
besides everything.
We pride ourselves on like trying to make every beer as best as it can be, but Smokestack is drinking really great this year. You know, brewer jargon, it's double decocted, large amount of smoke malt in it. It's dark. It's almost like a traditional Rauch beer, but just, it's a glorious beer this year. We've got a lot of great response off of it. I've got a barrel-aged beer on right now that is spiced like a Coca-Cola. So it's an interesting drink, but I'm really loving it. It's called Dead Leaves and Dirty Coke.
And then you had that at the festival.
Yeah. Brought that to Festival of Darkness at Lost 40. I've got a couple other beers coming out in the next week. So Black Friday, we always alternate our brews that we release. So this week, it'll be our Schwartz beer called Because. It's a black lager. And then every other year, it is a black IPA.
Oh, yeah.
Called Betty. So,
like both of those. I love a good black lager. I think I say it every time you mention black lager.
So underrated beer.
Oh, yeah. It's just so easy to drink. I drink it all summer.
I don't know where they're at now as far as a brewery, but our friends over in Jacksonville that are in the process of moving.
Oh, yeah, they had a good Schwartz.
They had a good Schwartz beer, black lager, when they first opened.
Flyway's got one on right now.
Do they?
Thrasher is pretty good. And speaking of a did you say black IPA?
I did.
Yeah.
But it won't be out this year. It'll be out next year.
Yeah, that's another style, though, that you just – I think they're great. And there happens to be one of those on the town. Southern Tail just put it on a – black rye IPA that's really it's complicated. It's you know, it's good beer. It's not for the weak. Yeah, I like that style.
Firestone Walker makes Wookiee Jack.
Oh yeah, good call. That was
I found that in Kansas City a few weeks ago and I just had to pick some up.
So. Oh yeah.
So do you have anything else in the tank or something you're thinking out that you wanna tell us about?
Something that's in the tank that I want to tell you about.
Or something that you may be thinking about brewing.
Bryce sounds like he's trying to get something out of it.
I don't know. I'm trying to. I'm just picking his brain.
I'm looking into light beers right now.
Okay.
All right.
That's, I mean, you got a large, very large consumer base that likes light beers, so you might as well brew something to and truth be told, and he'll know this, Scott, his talents are really going to be shown when he brews a light beer, because if there's, from my understanding, my limited brewing experience and every brewer I've ever talked to, the hardest beer to ever make consistently and good as a light beer. Is that true, false?
So yes, I know. I see you holding Daydreamer in your hand, Scott.
Yes.
But like it's a that is what we would call a light beer, but it's not light in calories to the consumer, and it's not light in carbs. Oh, and Bryce has it too. Cool. Sweet.
Hey, he's watching.
Hey.
He's one of the 80 people. You know we have 80 people currently watching.
Here, let me hold this can. I hadn't shown this can yet.
Ryan, when we're going to go to break, and I promise you this will be the last segment we'll keep you on, and we may even let you leave a little early if you want to. I know you've had a long day, so you're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock. Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
I was hit by a big rig on I-30 and their insurance is giving me the runaround.
Don't delay. Call Jay. If you have any legal questions, call Jay for free 24/7, 501-951-1333. Jay Martin for all your legal needs. Don't delay. Call Jay.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene. Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural Pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, welcome back to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz, the show for beer lovers. Here again are your hosts, Bryce Nall and Scott Pardon.
Her puppies, that's $100 cash apiece. This old boy struck it country rich at least for a couple of weeks.
Scott, I know you're going to be up in the great state of Kentucky.
Kentucky. I'm going to Bardstown, Kentucky.
I've only ever been to Kentucky one time in my life, and I was going to Cincinnati, and apparently the airport in Cincinnati is located in North Kentucky.
Yeah.
And you drive across the river there.
We're not going that far. Bardstown's about an hour south of Louisville, so I don't think I'll get too far past it.
Is your especially great wife going to have you out doing some Black Friday deals and sales?
We do all ours online.
Or on Friday?
There's just no lines when you're online. But I do like supporting the local places, and
so
they have
let me
a
ask
big
you
thing
this.
Going there Friday.
If you were not in Kentucky and you were in Memphis, I need to know, Ron, what are you guys doing Black Friday so we can tell everybody come over there? And, you know, as somebody that loves beer and hates shopping, I'd much rather sit in a brewery on Black Friday
you
than
just have your wife drop you off at the
yeah,
brewery.
Exactly.
We lost him. Did you bring him back on?
I don't know. Maybe he left.
Cut him off. Ryan, you with
he's
us?
He's on. He's the all right. Well,
am I there?
Oh yeah,
there
yeah.
You are.
He must have to take a quick bathroom break. It's like he ran back in.
Oh, no way.
So, as Scott and I, you probably missed our great introduction. And
no, I know. I heard it all. I heard it all.
Okay. So, what you guys got an event next Friday.
So, Black Friday.
Yep.
Yeah, we usually crank it out. We do, like, I don't know, like $30 case deals and kind of two-for-ones. It's just crazy. I honestly don't even know what our Black Friday specials are at this moment. Blair takes care of that. So, I just brew beer.
I would say this. Scott and I both love swag. And
swag sales.
You know, I hate going shopping, but I don't mind going to a brewery and shopping. So, if you're going to be over there, I wear an extra large or 2X, depending on
I'm
the size
pastor.
Of the fit. Scott's about an extra large,
okay.
I think.
You got some Soul and Spirit gift cards?
We could get some. If somebody's over there, they could buy some shirts, you know. Y'all got plenty. And
dude.
If
I'll tell you what. How about I do this? Every hat that I have, I'll do for $20. And every shirt that I've got, I don't know, we'll do for like $15.
Wow. Mm. We're getting
a little money on the beer. You got more money to spend on beer.
I have a feeling I'm going to get a text from Blair later going, what in the world did you do to Ron? But for
anyone that comes over that listens to Tap Time,
there you go.
You walk through the door, that's the deal.
All right. So we may have to put that on our Facebook page, and we'll share that.
Right.
And then next thing we know, you'll have people from Memphis saying that. They listen to Tap Time.
Love
but,
it.
You guys also, what was I going to say? And I'm sure Scott's going to love this because I'm sure he's going to get one. You guys selling your 10 tackers out of the tap room now, too?
What?
Yeah, we
oh,
are.
Oh, you do?
We got new 10 tackers.
Yeah,
they're,
baby.
They're killer.
I'll have you one
we
Monday,
got
Scott.
We got some Hoochie Coochie Ten Tackers, and we got our new banner Ten Tacker.
Yeah, you just got to tell me which one you want.
All of
so,
them.
So, Ron, real quick, I told you I'd let you go early. What, you know,
You're good.
You did us a favor and came on tonight. Did me a favor. Did Scott.
I'm in no
favor.
Hurry.
Hey,
I've got
questions
what,
left.
What do you want to talk about as far as something you want to get out that
well,
we
I got
already covered?
I got a
tonight.
Question first. I got a question.
Okay.
Coffee and cigarettes in barrels. Yeah. Is that happening? Any bourbon barrel?
No, probably not. We made an amount of it this year that was larger than normal, and it got picked up in Arkansas, so it has been selling like gangbusters.
Good.
And we haven't had any need to put any of that in barrels, but I got plenty of knock on wood and our other barrel aid stuff that we're stashing away into barrels, and
now,
have some more of that stuff coming
soon. For me, in the winter, I really like barrel-aged stuff, especially around Christmas. We have tastings at the house. I have people over, and we always want to split big bottles or cans of some good barrel-aged beers. I don't know why. It feels like a winter thing. But when we get through
tonight,
when we break out of the winter and we're into the spring, I've heard you might have a little expansion going at the brewery.
I do have an expansion going at the brewery. First, do you like a bigger format or a smaller format for your barrel aged stuff, Scott?
I kind of like 16-ounce cans because I usually split them. Pint cans. I think
you're saying smaller. When you're saying bigger, like
bombers,
or are you talking
Do you like a 750 milliliter or like a 12 ounce?
Yeah, I mean, 750s are fun to split at like parties and stuff.
Or on tap time.
Okay, so no matter what, your game.
And do that little wax dipping thing.
You like the wax dippy. Okay, we'll get a wax.
He's getting to do some wax dipping next week.
I'll be at Maker's Mark next week, and I'm dipping every bottle I can get my eyes on.
He bought some fancy stuff, and they're letting him dip his own wax bottles.
My own bottle. I'll bring a bottle back.
He's excited. I love it.
Hey, you want me to bring you a barrel from there? I'll bring you some Maker's Mark barrels back.
If you can get a barrel, bring it. I'll age whatever you want in it.
All right.
He'll even name a beer after you, Scott.
Let's not get carried away. Oh, so we were on springtime.
We can figure it out.
Springtime expansion at Solon Spirits. What's going on with this?
Yeah, springtime expansion. So we're doing I'm sure you saw it in the Daily Memphian. So we're putting up a whole new beer garden outside. There'll be a dog park and a human park for kids.
Lily will
be
happy.
A couple of permanent. Yeah, that's right. Permanent spaces for food trucks and some shade.
Oh, yeah.
Sun sails and some trees going in. The whole lot will be finished out. So it's just going to feel like it's complete.
I will say I do love it over there where you put the food trucks. But when we've come in the summer, there's just no shade over there at all. It makes you drink a lot
beer. It is a south-facing wall.
Okay.
And so we definitely need some shade.
Yeah.
But we have, I think we got the best view in Memphis. So
you
got the pyramid, you've got the skyline. Yeah. So
what's the expected completion on that?
So we are anticipating that if we get this thing fully approved within the next month, that we should be completed by March 1st.
Excellent.
We may have to come over there, Scott.
Oh, definitely.
I've got a birthday in March.
Man, I haven't been over in 6 months anyway. I need to get over there just to get over.
Well,
come have some good food and some beer.
Well, I got
there will be more permanent food there.
All right. Ron, well, thanks for kind of bailing us out this week. We both, I think Scott were trying to get some guests, and everybody was busy. And
now
you're making it
sound like he's the last effort.
I told him
we're out of people.
I told him.
Right.
I said, "Hey,
told me I'm the last effort."
I told him. I talked to him. I think on Tuesday. I said, "Hey, what are you doing?" Thursday, and he goes, "Well, we got a private event." I go, "Okay, well, you're coming on tap time." He goes, "Hey, I just said I got a private event." And he goes, "I go, well, what time's it over?" He goes, 7. I said, "Perfect. We go on at 7. So,
Ryan.
All right, Ryan. Thank you, buddy, for calling in.
You bet.
And maybe I'll see you Monday when you bring me some beer. And
hey.
Scott, a tentacker. So,
tentacker.
Have safe travels, and y'all sell lots of beer this weekend at the brewery.
Take care, brother.
You bet.
All right, that's fun. Always. I cannot believe he is. It's always timing's never worked out for them to come over.
Well, you don't even get a chance to get deep, and he can talk more about the brewing process than anybody you'll meet. The guy knows beer. It shows in the product. They're not just good at marketing. They got killer beers. Yeah. I mean, I really do think.
Well, I will say there are very few regional, and I'm going to include some Arkansas. I can think of one, Northwest, a couple in Northwest, our buddy John Lee, who really had no professional brewing training like Ryan did, but they're brewing beers right on par with Soul and Spirits up there at New Providence. You know, you have some Lost 40 doing some good stuff.
I do consider Soul and Spirits local.
They are. I mean, they're local because they're local Arkansas people. They went to Memphis because it was either Paragould or Memphis.
There's probably a bigger market in Memphis.
I wish they were an Arkansas brewery based off some of the laws they could take advantage of. And who knows, you may one day see a tap room or something over here. Who knows? And that's purely me speculating. That's nothing that I know. But speaking of tap rooms, I saw this week or last week, Flyway finally applied for a permit for Breckenridge Village.
Could be coming. It's a nice little spot.
Could be coming, yes.
If you haven't seen it. Well, that, you know, that whole little Breckenridge Village
and the movie theater
is really nice.
What is it? Film Alley.
Yeah.
Is now open, which I have not been to yet.
Go check them out on Facebook. They posted some pictures. It looks cool.
It almost looks like a cross between a bowling alley. Well, it
is. Dave & Buster's.
It is a cross between like a Dave & Buster's, a bowling alley, and a movie theater.
Yeah, put all in one right there. Boom.
So we may have to go check that out soon. All right, news and notes. I got, I don't know, this might get me in trouble because I may get a bunch of calls tomorrow about this. I'll say some breaking news, but some always great Black Friday news.
Oh, all right.
Coming up when we come back. You're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Providence Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Providence. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter agents Jay Vandover, Steve Ferguson, or Alex Blake in Little Rock today.
Hey, Dad, I gotta come clean about something.
Okay.
I only paid for a brand new Hyundai Tucson.
Oh, you might be on the naughty list.
Feels so right, it almost feels wrong. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event.
Get 0% APR for 60 months, plus zero payments for 90 days on all Hyundai Tucson, Tucson Hybrid, Santa Fe, or Santa Fe Hybrid models. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Offer ends December 1st. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
For over 30 years, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has been Arkansas's truck accessory headquarters and the only stop for all your truck parts and accessories. If it goes on a truck, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has got it. And that includes upgrading your truck with Vortex spray liners. Tough, durable, proudly made in the USA. Their spray liners can protect your truck for years to come. Call Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse at 501-568-0040 to schedule your spray. Or stop by 65th and University.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
God, that went by quick, real good, and I'm almost finished. I've kind of milked it the last segment because I didn't want to crack open another one because I'm gonna send you home with what's left. But
show went by almost as quick as the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Of doing this show. 10.
You know,
years.
We've been talking about it for a while about doing some special 10-year show, and
the next
unless we like put something together in 2 weeks. Which maybe we can. I think maybe one of our advertisers. Let's reach out to them. You may talk to them tomorrow. Let's see if they. But I want to get some brewers over, whether it's in studio or on location. But
10 years of good beers.
Hard to believe in 10 years we're still doing this, Scott. But real quick before we run out of time, Soul and Spirit's having a Black Friday event. Next Friday, but you know what Black Friday encompasses in the beer world, don't you?
Blackout Friday?
Black Friday.
I call it Blackout Friday because the wife goes shopping.
Well,
and
about
I drink.
The past 15 years, maybe 20, there's been a beer released on Black Friday every year.
It's Bourbon County Stout.
Goose Island Bourbon County Stout. And
Which is still. Still
it's the granddaddy
a great beer.
So I'm expecting a ton of calls tomorrow going, hey, am I getting it? Am I getting it? Am I getting it? We didn't get a whole lot this year. We did get a couple variations.
Oh, what?
So Cherries Jubilee and a Chocolate Praline.
Come on.
The Bourbon County is actually going back to 4-pack, 10-ounce bottles.
Oh, 10-ounce.
But the variations will be 16.9 sold as singles. So start looking around your higher-end liquor stores, your more craftier stores next Friday. That should release in the market. Just
that,
saying
that
there's not
the
a ton
original,
of it.
The original
barrel-aged
beer. Yeah, they know what they're doing.
So be on the look of that next Friday. You got anything real quick?
10 years, special guest. Going to be
two
crazy.
2 weeks.
Crazy.
We got 2 weeks to put together a heck of a show. So maybe we can get Acree to come on. And I liked your idea of – Let's see if he'll let us. Anyway, Scott, see you in 2 weeks, buddy.
Cheers, y'all.
You've been listening to Tap Time from the Edwards Food Giant Studios. Tune in again for another round coming up soon, right here on 103.7 The Buzz.